Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You again have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean. If at any time you want to call in, please do. That number is 1-866-582-9933. Also wanted to let you know we're on social media platforms. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, top left side of the page. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, top left side of the page. Subscribe to that page and go over to BeforeIt'sNews.com, top left side of the page. BeforeIt'sNews.com, top left side of the page as well. Also want to let you know, folks, as we were preparing for the show today, we noticed that Google's expunging our content. Okay, so they want you to just little by little, incrementally, expunging our content so we're harder to get a hold of. This should concern everybody out there. Okay? Because it doesn't just apply to me. But all of this traffic goes over to the likes of those that are fueling the narrative. And we were covering that over the last couple of days. I'll get some more details with that in the days up and coming. People want to know why all the denominations. Why all the political parties? It first starts in the church. Government's a reflection of the people, right? I want to tell you why. Because man has forgotten who they are. They don't know their history. They don't know your history, friends. How do you know how to predict the future? If you know the history of who you are, where it is that you came from, in the history of your country, I'll tell you what. You know where you're going. You can predict it. And Scripture tells us in Jeremiah 6:16 that we're supposed to go back to the old paths. And if we fail to do that, guess what's going to happen? We're going to go down the new paths, and it's not the ones that we want to be on. The Bible's clear when it tells us to not be given unto those that are given to change. Why? Because where is it bringing us? The Word of God doesn't change, friends. It's immutable, it's infallible, and it's unchangeable. Hebrews 13:8 tells us, I'm the same yesterday, today, and forever. Right? People want to create a gospel that looks like the God that they want to serve rather than going back to the God of the gospel and serving Him. That's insane. But we're going to be talking about that in just a couple minutes here. Why all the denominations? It's unscriptural. Why all the political parties? It's unconstitutional. And see how it follows, friends, line upon line, precept upon precept? What happens when you begin to depart? What happens from the right way? Well, you become a byword, a proverb in the sight of the nations, and that's where the people are today. So we're going to be getting to that again in just a couple minutes. But I wanted to let you know that there's a lot of things going on. I want to play a video for you, audio, sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page, and or beforeitsnews.com. And I just want to show you, and again, the question that needs to be begged here before I play this for you is, what is it that the American people won't put up with? And let me ask you the other question. Why is it always aimed at the kids, the young people? Why is it so important to demoralize the up-and-coming generation? I can tell you. Because the more I can demoralize you and separate you from Christ, you pull away your power source, who is the Christ, right? The devil ain't afraid of you. He's afraid of the Christ in you. And what's interesting, friends, is if he can demoralize you, guess what? He can control you and also make an innocent a prey before the wicked. That's not a system of government in any sense of the word, friends. And why is it that the governments, hand in glove with the mainstream media, are the ones that are pushing these narratives? Hey, folks, a government that means to subdue you is not one that means to defend you. A government that means to subdue you in no means, in any sense of the word, will it defend you. No. They're the perpetrators. We know this. I'm going to get back to that because what's missing in this equation, friends, is the law that condemns, and we are the law. Check this out. Her name is Rebecca Phillips. She's 17 years old. Listen to what she has to say. Again, what I'd like to do.
But I am employed at a local restaurant, the Omelet Factory, and I work out regularly at the Santee YMCA. Just 2 weeks ago, after finishing my shift at my job, I went to the gym to swim laps. As I was showering after my workout, I saw a naked male in the women's locker room. I immediately went back into the shower, terrified, and hid behind their flimsy excuse for a curtain until he was gone. I ran into a bathroom stall to change as quickly as I could, organizing my thoughts to share with the people at the front desk. As I did so, I could only think of my 5-year-old sister, who I bring to this gym during the summer to enjoy their water slides. This is the YMCA, where hundreds of children spend their summer afternoon.
YMCA, Young Men's Christian Athletes. I just wanted to make clear you understood the acronym. Let's go back to this.
Students in child care camps. This is the YMCA where my little sister took gymnastics lessons. The locker room was supposed to be her safe haven to gossip with her friends and shower and change. When I asked the YMCA management what their policy was regarding transgenders, they confirmed that the man that I saw was indeed allowed to shower wherever he pleased. As long as you are not a red flag on Megan's Law, the California Sex Offender Registry, a grown male can shower alongside a teenage girl at your YMCA location here in Santee. I was made to feel as though I had done something wrong when I talked to people at the YMCA.
Do you see what's happening here, friends?
Corruption, affairs, secrecy.
Do you understand what is going on here? Their policy, for some reason or another, now pulls down the law. Because policy undermines the law. Policy follows the law. Where is the law to come in and incarcerate that creep that is preying on young children? It is a felony. Again, no law mentioned, like it tells us in Romans 4:15. If there is no law, there's no transgression. So if they can keep people ignorant of the law, this is how they're going to keep talking. They're going to sit there and cry. And I'm not going after this woman here, but I am saying, friends, where are the men to deal with the men that are trying to make a prey out of her little sister? And first and foremost, where is the sheriff or the police to come in and to condemn the criminal for his crimes that he means to commit against the innocent? Read Proverbs 17:15, friends. As I said it the other day, mercy to the wicked is cruelty to the innocent. This is shameful. This is what's happening in America. Oh, you haven't seen anything yet. You haven't seen anything yet, friends. I'm going to show you exactly where this is coming from, and where it's coming from is your said representatives. But wait a second. This isn't a reflection as to how bad our said representatives are. We already know how bad they are. It's a representative and a reflection of how bad the American people are to sit back and tolerate the crimes that are being committed against our kids. Incredible. A country like that deserves the judgment that's upon it. We'll be right back. 1-866-582-9933. Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base. Visit us at HERBANOMIC.com.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, and our media website, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. I just have someone on social media platforms right now saying, do you remember when the YMCA came through the Village People? Yeah. Remember it was a joke? It was fun? Remember how, because when I grew up, I was always told those people were backwards. All the way up until 1973, it was considered a mental illness. All the way up until 1961, these people that are trying to make a prey of your children, it was called crimes against nature, extracted directly from Scripture. Read Romans 1, starting verse 24. And now look, folks, it's all turned on you, isn't it? Remember, it was a satire, it was a joke, and then I continuously brought up the fact that there's a homosexual manifesto that was brought forth to the Congressional Record in 1987, in the month of February, by Michael Swift. That's all in the congressional hearing, friends. And keep in mind, Watergate was a pedophile cover-up, and they distracted the American people as if to suggest someone in one party was trying to rob information from another party. That was an extraction, just like Bill Clinton when he was busted in adultery with Monica Lewinsky. Remember, he was being impeached. It had nothing to do with Monica Lewinsky. It had everything to do with him selling military secrets to the Chinese. Okay, see, folks, it's sleight of hand. That's what's going on here. And it's the same thing going on with the sodomite agenda. And guess who's pushing the sodomite agenda? The said representatives, who are a reflection of the people that tolerate them. These, again, are crimes that are being committed against our children. I want to say this, too, in response to the YMCA and how it came to the Village People and how it was all fun. Remember Tom Hanks in something called Bosom Buddies? Remember him and his friend? They both dressed up like women so they could share an apartment together? And do you realize that in going to another topic, which only extends further than the one that we're talking about right now, do you remember and have you paid attention to the fact that Tom Hanks is continuously being implicated in these sorts of crimes, pedophilia? Remember how he started out? Of course. Look what he's still doing, friends. Remember Three's Company back in the 80s, friends? I was just a little tiny kid. I remember Three's Company where a guy lived with two girls and there was always gay jokes going on. Is it a joke, Americans? Is the manifesto that was entered into the congressional record in 1987 by Michael Swift, was the homosexual manifesto just a satire? Absolutely not. It's becoming a reality because the people in this country don't understand as to how they are being played by the very people that need to bring forth these agendas in making children a prey. Look at all the child trafficking. I mean, this is just insane. And, you know, I think about it a lot. I say to myself, what is it that the people in this country won't put up with? Whoa! I'll tell you what, take away their favorite sports icons, and I'll tell you what it'll be all over with. Change a coach that they like, it'll be all over with, won't it? Football, baseball, whatever the case is. That's where their hearts are. That's where their affections are. Had a call yesterday, and she was asking the question, what's wrong? She said, how come these people don't do what they say? Because they don't believe. And she was talking about Christians that wouldn't help her put a stop to corruption in the government. Not that she needed the help, but I high-five her for her efforts. But she noticed the same thing I did over 23 years ago. They are professors. They are not believers. These are the sort of people that Christ rebuked. Okay? They were the ones that didn't have a place in their hearts for His Word, that knew not the love of God. They're workers of lawlessness. Remember when the Lord said, depart from me, you workers of iniquity? That means depart from me, you workers of lawlessness. And by the way, what is the fulfilling of the law? Love. They don't understand that. They think there's a separation there. No, God gave His law because He loved, and Christ came in and fulfilled it. Isaiah 42:21, Psalm 40, verse 7, going to the New Testament, 8:10 of Hebrews, 10:7 of Hebrews. He came in to establish, not to tear down, Matthew 5:17. My goodness, folks. Look at the disservice that the professors in this country have brought this country to. They have submitted to every idol that has been proposed to them by corruption in government, and they have taken the bait. Hey, folks, if you want to separate from sin, unite with Christ. What do you see them doing? You see them doing just the exact opposite. That is until they're afraid. That is until they're afraid. But again, let's go back to this point, friends, and I want to play the rest of this video. This young lady is going in to a city council meeting as if to suggest they're the law. And she's saying that there was a full-grown man in the shower where her five-year-old sister goes to take a shower. And she starts talking about the things that she's done at the YMCA. Young Men Christian Athletes. That is the acronym. Look what they've turned these organizations into, because the church stood back, derelict of duty, once again, and allowed the devil to do the things that he's doing today. But I'm just here to remind everybody, this young lady, that's all she has to do is go down to the local police office and file charges against the YMCA for their policy in understanding and in teaching those people in that particular situation that this is not lawful activity at all. And I want that creep, that pedophile, I want him charged for his crimes. The audacity of that full-grown adult going into a girl's bathroom with little kids in it, bare naked. Oh, my goodness. Hey, dads, where are you at? Oh, I know you're out there. And I also know that there's vigilante justice on the rise because they understand the courts are not serving up justice. Not always, friends. They are sometimes. But the point is, overall, the people are beginning to take things into their own hands because they see that the courts are not doing their job. And by the way, to the corrupting government, you lose credibility. You lose credibility by the fact that you don't enforce the law against crime. Not against the innocent, because the people see that too. But let's get back to this. I want you to see this, and then I want to bring you over to a local representative, and I want you to listen to what he's trying to push. And if you just look at him and you have just a little bit of discernment, friends, you can clearly see something's wrong. Something's wrong. Oh, hey, you know, I'm on social media platforms. I just looked down. Did I hurt some of your feelings? Isn't it a sad day in America when you point out the responsible party for the crimes that are being committed against our children, the American people, and tolerating the crimes? They don't like it. Hey, listen, we don't need you. Go somewhere else. You're worthless. The devil can't even use you. And the only thing he can use you for is a conduit to continuously flow more of his doctrines out in exhibition concerning more crimes against an innocent people. You're worthless, just for the record. Let's get back to this lady.
Organizing my thoughts to share with the people at the front desk. As I did so, I could only think of my 5-year-old sister, who I bring to this gym during the summer to enjoy their water slides. This is the YMCA, where hundreds of children spend their summer afternoons in child care camps. This is the YMCA where my little sister took gymnastics lessons. The locker room was supposed to be her safe haven to gossip with her friends and shower and change. When I asked the YMCA management what their policy was regarding transgenders...
Doesn't matter what their policy is, friends. If it violates or transgress law, it's null and void.
They confirmed that the man that I saw was indeed allowed to shower wherever he pleased.
I think the question that needs to be begged here is, why would he want to shower with little kids if he wasn't a pedophile? Let's think here, friends.
As you are not a red flag on Megan's Law, the California Sex Offender Registry, a grown male can shower alongside a teenage girl at your YMCA location here in Santee. I was made to feel as though I had done something wrong when I talked to people at the YMCA. Somehow, the indecent exposure of a male to a female minor was an inconvenience to them. When my dad spoke to the sheriff's office, they told him that he should never allow me to shower there ever again.
Okay, so what needs to happen right there, friends, is the sheriff needs to be held accountable too. So he might be reminded, and of course this is in California, but I don't know what kind of a dad any of these sheriffs may be. But even if he wasn't a sheriff, I guarantee he would step into the shower area and deal with the man. At least I know I would. I would call the authorities, and I would detain him, citizen's arrest, until the police got there. And I would see it all the way through to prosecute that creep. We know he's going to get his hand slapped by the judge, right? But we know that what happens to pedophiles once they get into jail, too, and it's not good. Okay? Just wanted to make clear.
I am employed at a local restaurant, the Omelet Factory, and I work out regularly at the Santee YMCA. Just 2 weeks ago, after finishing my shift at my job, I went to the gym to swim laps. As I was showering after my workout, I saw a naked male in the women's locker room. I immediately went back into the shower, terrified, and hid behind their flimsy excuse for a curtain until he was gone. I ran into a bathroom stall to change as quickly as I could, organizing my thoughts to share with the people at the front desk. As I did so, I could only think of my 5-year-old sister.
Okay, so I think the point is made here. And what's sad about it is she's not making reference to the law that goes through all of this policy garbage, which is clearly smoke and mirrors to divert the people that are advocating for these crimes, which they are part of. That's why they're trying to cover it up. We'll be right back.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity...
I cannot hear that barely, guys. GCN.
You'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Arrested, booked, and indicted. Five former Memphis police officers now face charges in the death of Tyree Nichols.
These officers were found to be directly responsible for the physical abuse of Mr. Nichols.
Memphis Police Chief Carolyn Davis, in a video released last night, explaining why the five were fired last week. All five have been charged now with second-degree murder and other charges. The worldwide ransomware gang Hive is out of business for the moment. FBI agents seized some of its servers in an overnight raid in Los Angeles. A promise from Southwest Airlines CEO Bob Jordan.
We'll absolutely collaborate and cooperate with those investigations.
The Transportation Department's looking into Southwest's scheduling meltdown over the holidays. The White House is looking at changing the definitions of race and ethnicity. Among the proposals, adding Middle Eastern and North African to the list of races. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard, and when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. I'm just getting some texts from people that are listening right now. Detroit Lions' Jesse Lemonnier, former linebacker, dead at 25 years old. Seeing some more this morning, too, just keeping you abreast as to what's going on here. Again, pay attention to the timing. Pay attention to how young these people are. And it just goes on and on. Again, again, I know that there's some of you babies out there. You're worthless, and I don't really care if you are on our social media platforms or not. I mean, the fact of the matter is we are in a position that we are in today in this country because of you people. You don't like the truth. You want a watered down gospel that tickles your ears and preaches a different doctrine. Well, I'm here to tell you that doctrine doesn't exist. And I'm thinking of 2 Timothy 4:2, and that Jesus doesn't exist neither. Remember, he spoke boldly as one having authority and not as the scribes. And again, we have so many people that follow the show, and it's just when I hit certain topics, I can see the numbers go down, and I can see the numbers go up. And whenever you point the finger of responsibility to the people that are responsible for what's taking place in society, especially those that call themselves Christians, they just change the channel. Keep changing it. Seriously, keep changing it. We're good here. My goodness. And they don't realize they're responsible for what's taking place here. We're called to be the light of the world. We're called to be the salt of the earth. But what do we find? They're good for nothing to be trodden underfoot. Matthew 5:13. Let's get to the next point here. And no, I'm not in the mood. I'm tired of seeing our kids getting the blunt end of what's taking place in society. And the grown-ups, because they fail to do their due diligence, what do? They just get out there and they give their best answers or questions to the understanding that they have, because they went no further than what they were told that they should do by the likes of a YMCA and their policies. Well, guess what? Their policies are against the law. And everybody's talking about resolve, but have you taken the time to see what the law says, folks? My goodness. Okay, so let's do this. We have a friend here, and interestingly enough, we just had him on not too long ago, Eric Lucero, and this came up on his social media platforms. And I want you to see this again, and I want you to look at the person that's trying to push this. And the point here is that men do not menstruate. And I'm sorry, I have to bring up such a topic again, but this is what your government is doing with their time. It has nothing to do with what they're supposed to be doing. They're spending their time on delegated authorities that have never been given unto them. And isn't it amazing how much time has been spent by said representatives, state representatives throughout the United States and federal government, on our children and the sexuality of children? That's none of their beeswax. None of their business. They have no authority there, no business there. Okay, so if it's not them working and representing the delegated authority given unto them by we the people, then whose authority are they moving on to try to implement policies towards our children? Folks, they're tearing down the law trying to get at the kids. This one is unbelievable. Again, just like the last one, just like the 10,000 transgressions that we've showed you before over the last 20 years. And one question I'd like to ask, is it getting better? Especially to all you do-nothings, because your apathy is it's a big sign that says consent to the bad guys on it, right? Are things getting better or are they getting worse? Well, here, let me show you. This is Eric Lucero, and I want you to listen carefully as to what he has to say.
Five, it says the products must be made available in restrooms regularly used by students. Because girl and boy restrooms is not specified, my question, Madam Chair, for the chief author, is it your intention that the menstrual products be made available in the boys' restrooms as well, again, as a result of lack of clarity?
Listen to the response.
Yeah.
Senator Swatinsky.
Look at this guy.
Thank you, Madam Chair. The amendment was from
what a rockhead,
the Minnesota Association of School Districts. So they believed that this language leaves it open for local control. So I think some are confusing, are making this a boys versus.
Did you hear what he said? And he sounds like Bill Gates. Is this someone that represents law or lawlessness? He's the chief author of a bill that wants to make sure that teens, both boys and girls, have the proper products to menstruate. What Americans? Come on, I mean, let's have this conversation. 1-866-582-9933. I would love for somebody that's never done anything a day in their life to give me a call and tell me how all this works. Because it's the workers of iniquity, the lawless ones, that let. I want to tell you something. Scripture tells us, until you'll let it go, until you're taking out of the equation. That's what Scripture tells us. You let until you're taken out of the way. What is this? Is this American government? It has nothing to do with American government. This is about them demoralizing and zeroing on the young people. What is it that they need to say and do? And more so in their doing, because their actions speak a lot louder than their words. How many of these men have been extorted and have been busted in the acts of pedophilia or some sexual crime themselves? And then the American people sit back and wonder, why are they trying to advocate these goods for both boys and girls to menstruate? We want to make sure that they're all taken care of. This is criminal. This man should be, we should call the cops on him and have him taken to jail from the floor. I'm going to find out who this guy is. I'm going to do my best to get him on the radio here, friends. And now keep in mind, these cowards won't jump on the radio. But I'm going to do my best, even if we have to do a live phone call. I have had it with this. 1-866-582-9933.
Girls issue when all we're trying to do is help students that have are menstruating in our schools not have to go through all the trauma that we've just listened to, and all the things that go with being a young person in our schools, and we're just like trying
young,
to help them.
A young person. Now he's trying to convince you that boys menstruate too. Young persons. Remember, he said you're trying to make this a trans. No. What he was saying is you're trying to make this a boy-girl thing. This reprobate, Romans 1:24 right here, doesn't understand there's male and there's female. That's how God created them. He's trying to pull down the wall of distinction between boys and girls and just throw it in one lot. Remember about, 10 years ago, I said they're trying to Europeanize America? This is how they're doing it right here. Okay? Because this gives more control to an arbitrary government to act in a tyrannical fashion. Because then the lines of right and wrong are completely blurred or erased. Okay?
In dollars, $1.9
million. He's trying to pass a $1.9 million bill to make sure that, again, they have all the supplies in case that they're menstruating.
Is boys and girls help a lot of students not miss class.
And Senator, here's another thing. Are they representing any of the students? Even if it was their position to do that, are they representing any students? Absolutely not. They're not representing the students. They're representing the one that's paying them to push the bill forward.
Is there a follow-up?
Thank you, Madam Chair. Okay, well, I very much am appreciative and also a supporter of local control, but as I read the language, as written here, it says must be available to all menstruating students in restrooms. It doesn't specify which restrooms. And so, according to your response there, is it your understanding as the bill's chief author that the menstruating students, and then because restrooms isn't specified, that it's your objective that these products be made available in only female restrooms?
I think it needs to be available to anybody that is menstruating. It's just that simple.
I mean, is this incredible? Look at this guy. Anybody that's menstruating. Men, boys, do not menstruate. This is how sick these people are. This is what they're doing with your money. This is what they're doing with your tax dollars. This is none of his business. None. And to take it a step further, he's telling you who he is and what he is.
I mean, I don't know what you're asking. So, I mean, students who are menstruating will be provided with products that will not lead them to suffer from trauma and missing classes and needing a
trauma.
All the things we've heard today. So maybe we're not on the same wavelength on
apparently
our analysis
not.
Of that word.
Her on her lack of mail.
Okay, is that incredible?
Hey folks,
just to make clear, this is what they're doing. This is what they're doing today. In Minnesota, by the way, they're also trying to give license. Even Stearns County Sheriff over here in St. Cloud, Minnesota, which is about 40 minutes away from the studios, he's giving affirmation to give illegals that come into Minnesota license. And keep that in mind while you're at the airport, being frisked illegally through a violation of your Fourth Amendment by a pretended authority called the TSA, while your borders are wide open. Folks, when are you going to understand the enemy is within the gate? They're the ones that are dressed up like the said representatives and authorities in what we call law in America. And it's for us to set the record straight, because we clearly see what direction they're going, friends, and it's not the right direction. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
My name is William Moore II. Like so many, I was trying to find the next resolve, both in government and faith. Bradley Dean sought me out and reminded me that there is no separation of faith and duty. We are to love with works and overcome evil with good. Put on your armor, friends, for our spiritual battles are not over. Join the fight today.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. I got to get to the main topic here, but I do want, I have friends on social media platforms. Please do, I'll probably end up talking to Eric and asking him who this guy is, and I'm going to try to get him on the radio. We've done this 50 times, and apparently they got their little vetters, their liaisons that want to make sure that they don't ever endure real questions. But Eastside Blue just put the question to this guy up on social media platforms, this said representative that wants to make sure products are available for all of those that menstruate. Now, he was trying to make reference in the fact that it both applies to boys and girls. But I'm here to tell you that menstruate belongs to women, okay? And Eastside Blue wants to ask the question, so have you ever menstruated throughout any time of your life? And of course, you know what he would say? Absolutely not! Like, it would be a stupid question. Folks, you have the debased of the debased sitting incumbent in government. Read 1 Kings 13:33. They take this, the corrupt kings, we don't have a king in this country except Christ Jesus, What they do is they take the baser sort and they put them up in high positions because they want to lower the standard. They want to dummy down the people, and this is what they use is guys like this. This guy, I guarantee you, folks, you look at his personal record, I guarantee you he's got a criminal record. And I guarantee I can tell you which direction it's aimed at. I guarantee it. You don't advocate what you condemn, folks. You advocate of what you give approval to. Spurgeon, the Prince of Preachers, said, if you want to know why a man doesn't preach against sin, he said, just follow him home. He's exactly right. What happens when you follow him home? You probably don't want to know, but you're going to find out exactly what you thought, or at least discerned. So let's get over to this. So why all the denominations? Why? Why do we have, listen carefully, why do we have over 1,100 Christian denominations throughout the world that I know of? Why do we have the Wesleyans? Why do we have the Lutherans? Why do we have the Presbyterians? Why do we have the Catholics? And then why do we have all the other denominations? You know, and what's interesting is if the church is called to be the moral compass of society, then you got to ask the question concerning government, which that institution was ordained of God, 1821 of Exodus, as to what has become of government. I can tell you what's become of government. Whatever the church is guilty of, the government will do. Wherever the church falters, corruption in government will take advantage. Okay? And when you look at the church and you see how corrupt it is, especially in the United States of America, I want to tell you, the number one thing the church in America lacks is Christ. He's not going to bear witness to their lies, to their compromises. Someone just told me the other day they were having a Super Bowl party at the local church. Yep, there it is, idolatry. 11:13 of Jeremiah, God condemns what they're promoting. Another prime example. Isn't it interesting, too, all the halftime shows are all messianic displays. That's what they're doing. They're showing the world who they are. And they're going to have a Super Bowl party. That's just one of the issues. I just heard from someone 2 days ago. We were at a store, and a lady said that, yeah, she goes to a certain church in Brooklyn Park, Minnesota, and she said she knew of a person there that was looking for a church that was more accepting. Accepting of what? Your sin. You know, it's interesting, back in the 1700s, folks, all the way to the present, all the way up until the beginning of the turn of the century, used to have to be proven by those that they labored among before you could be a part of that church for 1 to 3 years. You are proven, not just, I'm a Christian, I want to be a part of your church, regardless of how you live your life. Charles Spurgeon said, if you're moral, you can rest assured you're not a Christian, if you're immoral. Exactly. See, they're looking for a Christ that looks just like them. Apparently, they forgot the second commandment. Thou shalt not make unto thyself any graven image. A God that doesn't mind you lying, stealing, commit the act of sodomy, fornication, adultery, stealing, the list goes on, dishonoring your parents, having other gods. Your God doesn't exist. That's a different gospel, Galatians 1:8. He doesn't exist. But that's what they're looking for. Hey, folks, they hate Moses. They want an Aaron. They want that golden calf that goes before them and say, these be thy gods, O children of Israel, that delivered us. No, that's not the God of the Bible. I want to tell you, who delivers us from our sin, he's the Lamb of God. Behold the Lamb of God that taketh away the sins of the world. But going on, folks, and I could spend all day just talking about that, concerning the violations of God's moral law. We all broke them. And what does the law do? It shows me my sin. It gives me a reason to repent before him, not before man, nor does it bring forth a worldly sorrow. It brings forth a godly sorrow. 2 Corinthians 7:10-11. And I'm thinking of Acts 20:21. And the Holy Ghost comes in with the use of the law as a schoolmaster to bring men to Christ. Galatians 3:24. Psalm 19:7. And what does he do? John 16:8, he convicts of sin, righteousness, and judgment, and he works godly repentance, that you might be born again. You know, isn't that funny how people just say, well, this is how I am. This is how I was born. We especially hear this from the sodomites. I can't help myself. I was born this way. Really? Well, good. The message is you must be born again. So that's the good news. And you're not looking or seeking to be saved from your sins, Matthew 1:21. You're seeking to be saved in your sins. There's no such gospel. Okay? Just wanted to make clear. Did you hear about the guy who likes to steal everybody's property? And when he was caught by the police, he stood in front of the judge and he said, "Hey," when judgment day came, the judge looked at him, "What do you have to say for yourself?" Well, he says, "Well, I was born this way. I like to steal." Same thing for the killer. Same thing for the liar. Does that make sense? No, it's ridiculous. By the way, friends, sin is moral, not physical. Sin is moral, not physical. Okay? It's a choice that you make. Deuteronomy 30:19. Let me get back to this. It tells us in 1 Corinthians 1:10, and we're talking about why so many denominations and why so many party affiliations. I want to tell you why you have so many party affiliations, because they've left the Constitution. Why do we have so many denominations in the church? Because they left the Christ. What does it tell us in 1 Corinthians 1:10? He says, "In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that you all agree in what you say, and there be no divisions among you." There be no divisions among you. There be no divisions among you. What happens? Men gets in there. He gives his opinion in contrast to deconstruct God's word to put himself in the place of God. They leave the Christ and they begin to follow the man. There you have a denomination right there. No, we follow Christ Jesus. There's one mediator between man and God. His name is Christ Jesus, 1 Timothy 2:5. There's one name under heaven whereby men might be saved. That name and that man is Christ Jesus. Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me." I didn't see it in Scripture where it tells us to follow that man and that denomination and this apostle and that prophet and this pastor and this evangelist. No, no, no. That's not what it says. It says we're supposed to follow Jesus. Our end aim is to see the glory of Christ as we work together in the five parts of the body. And I'm thinking of Ephesians 4:11. First the apostle, and I'm thinking of 1 Corinthians 12:28 as well. The apostle, the prophet, the teacher, the evangelist, the prophet, evangelist, apostle. Pastor, evangelist, teacher. There we go. "Now I beseech you, brethren, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that you all speak the same thing." You're not speaking the same thing when you're following different men in their denominations. "And that there be no divisions among you." That's all it creates is division. "But that you are perfectly joined together in the same mind and in the same judgment." Okay? When you look at Ephesians 4, what does it tell us? "Endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace." There's one body, one Spirit, even as you are called in one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, not 1,100. Going to politics, not 101 different party affiliations. There's no such thing. But that's how many affiliations the people in this country have put up with. And that is a direct reflection of the church in having all of these denominations, all of the divisions. Why? Because they follow man. They follow man. One God, one Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all. How many is there, friends? There's one. Just one. And Jesus again said, "I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me." It's amazing to me how men seek the arm of the flesh to receive the blessing of the Spirit. It doesn't work. Do you remember in 1 Corinthians 1:13? It's interesting how Scripture tells us, and this is Paul, the guy that wrote two-thirds of the New Testament in ending. He said, "Is Christ divided? No, he's not. Was Paul crucified for you?" Paul's getting himself out of the way. And in 1 Corinthians 11:1, what did he say? He said, "Follow me as I follow Christ." He got himself out of the way that you might not see him, but only see Christ. 1 Corinthians 1:13. Love you by what we do. We'll talk to you in 23.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you, too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.